Power 97 and Studio 11 present the River City Rock Show.
The best of Winnipeg's local music scene.
The River City Rock Show. Lachlan Cross on Winnipeg's best rock.
Power 97.
You know what? This isn't a first. I was thinking to myself, is this a first? It's the first time that we've ever had like a solo act, but I've actually had a guy in here and he was a guitar player. Do you remember his name, Jay? Anyway, Neil joining me. Neil Pinto. And we'll get into it in a little bit here. We're going to play a song right away. But you're one of the more entrenched individuals in the music scene in Winnipeg. Have you been here your whole life?
I've lived here my whole life, yes.
But everybody seems to know you in the music business.
Yeah, I've been around. Not as a musician and mostly in supporting roles for several organizations in the Manitoba music scene. So that's another reason why a lot of people know me.
Cool. So now we're here, we're going to play some of your solo stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Now do you play all the instruments yourself, or how does it work? Do you put together good, you know, solid players?
For some of them, I've brought together some very solid players, and some of the stuff I did all by myself. I'm moving away from that with more recent material because, with all due respect, I'm starting to suffer from the Lenny Kravitz syndrome when I start to do things by myself.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in taking my ideas, bringing them forth to other musicians, and watching them run with my ideas instead of that. But I enjoy doing the multi-instrumental thing too.
Okay, cool. What do we want to start with? We teased this show last week with Independence Day. I think that's probably the best way to kick this off.
I think that's what we should do.
Okay, now this is the EP that we have out, the CBG Sessions.
The CBG Sessions.
I think we're going to have to get an explanation on that, but we'll do that right away here. But first off, let's spin the tune. Neil Pinto, River City Rock Show. This is Independence Day on Winnipeg's Best Rock. Power 97. Back with Neil Pinto, solo artist, Manitoba music scene guy. Before I forget, let's talk a little bit about the name of the album, the CBG Sessions.
Yes, CBG is actually the guy who produced it, Chris Burke Gaffney.
Okay, all right.
So this album was supposed to be released as a full album.
Okay, but yeah,
it wound up being a diverse collection of tunes that I decided not to release as an album. But because I had a very good time recording it, to pay tribute to the producer I did it with, I just call it the CBG Sessions.
Okay, cool. And there's a little cartoon of you. Who did that? You?
An old roommate of mine.
Okay.
Mr. James Douglas. Very good artist.
Not bad. Not bad at all. What's the most important thing you've learned about the music business? Because you've kind of created a bit of a career for yourself within the industry.
What I've learned about the business right now is that it's changing and it's very unpredictable. And it wasn't like that. I would say it wasn't like that 10 years ago when I had just gotten out of high school. Well, I'm dating myself here, but that's okay. Yeah. And it's changing. A lot of it is changing as far as what defines commercial success, what you have to do for commercial success, what you have to do to still sort of run with everyone but still be unique. And then you have to decide your priorities and stick to them, because it can be, you can get lost in the shuffle. And I was there myself not too long ago.
Yeah.
You know,
can you maybe shed some light because I've seen it from a radio perspective. The music business is changing, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that technology is changing, and it's so much easier for people in the business to learn about the business. So we're not sort of handcuffed by having to get a record deal. There's a lot of people out there making a fairly decent living in the music business, even in smaller communities like Winnipeg, supporting themselves by selling, you know, EPs and doing little Canadian tours. Can you shed some light on the fact that maybe and this has been a prediction of mine for the last 5 years, is that I think the independent scene is going to have a groundswell of, like, there's going to be a massive shift where the record companies wake up one day and realize that, hold on, I'm the middleman, and there's a whole bunch of people underneath of me that are just as successful.
There's two ways to look at it. Well, I agree with the technology element. For example, I think the majority of my CBG session sales, and people usually, you can order them off the website, you just contact me. Majority of those have been outside of Winnipeg, and a lot of them have actually been outside of Canada. I sent one to Holland, and I sent one to Germany, for example. So it's true. Technology is giving you a greater reach. On the other hand as well, I think sometimes, and I think in certain ways I was a victim of this myself as well at one point, it's very easy to develop hype thanks to technology. You're able to create hype for yourself using technology and make yourself look a lot better than you really are. And sometimes it might take the emphasis away from the music. So one has to be very careful not to get carried away with that as well, because it could ruin it. It saturates, and it could ruin it for everyone else.
You've worked with, we talked about the, you know, calling it the CBG sessions, and the fact that you work with Chris Burgaffney. He's got quite a name for himself in Winnipeg. Tell us a little bit about him and his success and what he does for music.
Well, Chris's most recent, the thing he's best known for is his work with Chantal Kreviazyk.
Yeah,
and that I think is what people will remember him, because that was most recently, not even 10 years ago, Chantal got signed. After that, he did the McMaster and James. He worked with McMaster and James, which was more of a pop act, and Driver is another band, which is he's worked with quite extensively, and now Kyle Riabko, that he recently got signed to Columbia, Aware Records, which is John Mayer's label. Mm-hmm. He's an excellent guitar prodigy. It goes to a lot of what he does leads to success. He's an excellent songwriter, a very inspiring producer. And he really kicked my ass, if I can say that on radio.
Yeah.
He kicked my ass as far as songwriting is concerned, and really helped me develop the science of songwriting.
And Shudder is one he's... gets credit for off.
Yes, Shudder is one that he penned. There's a few versions of it that are out there that have been done. Chantel might have even done one version, but I think the one we settled on was the one that I did with him. So this Shudder is one of those tunes that where we gelled together quite well as far as the idea he had for it and the way I was able to interpret it, I think.
And here it is, Neil Pinto, River City Rock Show on Winnipeg's Best Rock Power 97. Neil Pinto, still with us. I got to make a comment about your hair.
Oh.
It's fantastic hair.
Thanks.
You got to let it go, though. I've seen you a couple of times where it looks like, you know, I'm getting ready to go out on the dat. Gonna pick it out a little bit, and you're like, you get the full dome going on. You're kind of you've come back. Is it summer? Is it the summer cut? Maybe the winter cut. You let her go a little more.
I cut it every 6 months.
Whether it needs it or not.
Whether it needs it or not, generally, because it's curly, it can get dry and nasty and all that stuff the hairdressers talk about that I don't listen. And I cut it, I think, in June. So
okay, so.
But I don't really keep it. I figure at some point, this hair ain't going to be on my head no more. I might as well enjoy it while I can.
December, it'll be full on.
Yeah, December, it'll be pretty crazy.
Watch for Neil and his hair at a show in town near you. Speaking of shows, let's talk about anything. Have you got something coming up you want to promote, you want to plug?
Unfortunately, I don't have anything booked right now, but what I will tell you is I've been spending a lot of time writing, and for the past 6 months I've actually been sitting down at the piano, which is part of the reason why I pulled back away from live playing. But I will be doing more shows in September. There may be one at the University of Manitoba. I usually do those every year. There'll be more. I would like to invite you to visit neilpinto.com, the old website there. It'll be right there. You'll know right when I'm playing. It'll be there.
Cool.
So if you like what you hear.
And you're pretty good at keeping me updated with what you're doing as well. And we get it.
Yeah, I've got a mailing list and there's a message board there. You can even go in there and talk about politics if you want. It's all there.
Yeah. Very cool. I have a lot of respect for guys that like yourself that take every opportunity that's in front of them, regardless of what type of artist they are, and they exploit it for all it's worth. So I'll give you credit for that because I see your emails all the time. I mean, if you're playing a show, there's posters up. You know, like you're good at self-promotion, so it's good to see.
Well, I'm hoping. Sometimes you'll see it all the time. Maybe one time people are busy, but that one time maybe someone will come out and see it. And if they like it, then maybe they'll come out again. And if they don't like it, well, at least they came out and saw it.
When you come out, when you do a show, when you're doing solo stuff, do you quite often do like solo? You're on stage with a guitar and a mic?
Yeah, on stage with either an acoustic or an electric guitar. Sometimes acoustic, depending on the venue. Sometimes I'll take the electric and turn it up a little bit, and it'll be like White Stripes minus the drums.
Cool. Fun. All right, Neil, thanks for stopping by. Let's wrap the show up, okay?
All right.
We wanted to play Burn from your CBG sessions.
Yes. Burn is a neat tune. It's the first tune that I actually recorded for that batch of songs.
I got Willows on here.
Yes,
just
Glenn Willows
that from
Harlequin came in and played guitar on that one.
He's got a bit of a label going on, label management type.
Yeah, he's working with some of my favorite bands on the scene right now. He's instituting quite a change.
Inward Eye?
I think. Inward Eye. Telly is a band that I enjoy quite a bit. They're great. He's
pop,
also
very pop influenced.
Pop influenced, but also they have a very melancholy kind of rhapsodic element to their music that I enjoy.
Is Burt Gaffney behind that one too? Telly?
Telly, I believe that some of the people at his studio have worked on his album.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if Chris himself has worked on
it. I apologize. Just ignore that for a second.
And the other guy that's great is Pat Wright, who had recently opened for Thornley. He's excellent. If you're into Coldplay, Jeff Buckley, he's
you know what? I think Willow sent me an email about that too, to keep my ears open for that one.
Yeah,
almost. He's excited about that.
Almost anything. I haven't spoken to Glenn in months, but almost anything on his roster is solid. Yeah,
he's got good ears.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, very cool. Listen, thanks for coming down. Let's wrap
Thank
up. From the CBG sessions, throw your webpage out there one more time.
www.neilpinto.com.
Neil Pinto, Burn, River City Rock Show, Winnipeg's Best Rock, Power 97. Thanks, buddy.
Reach out your hand and take what I have to offer. I didn't have to do that. You'd do it anyway. Look at me, then quickly turn away. Don't think I didn't notice that smile upon your face. Let down your guard only for a second. You think you haven't done one bad thing yet.